I'm Kiyomi Kiyoshi.
And I'm Griffin. You're listening to episode 293 of the eBay for Business podcast, your source for the information and the inspiration to help you start, manage, and grow your business on the world's most powerful marketplace. Hello, Kiyomi.
Hello, Griff.
Welcome back for another week of fun and frolic.
Thank you. I am very happy to be here and have fun and frolic.
I'm going to ask you a question. So you've been doing this now for over a month. So how's it going? How do you think it's going?
I love it. It feels like when you just said a month, I'm like, is that all it's been? I enjoy it. I think even with just my role with managing community, I just love engaging with sellers. And when we get those questions and they're like, hey, Kiyomi and Griff, like that acknowledgement is great. Being able to help sellers is great. I love it here.
I really appreciate you stepping up and filling in after Brian retired, because I'm really enjoying our partnership and I think it's going really well. So there you go.
Aw, thanks, Griff.
Now, you mentioned that you're working with the community forums. I think our audience knows that's your primary top level job there. And in your monitoring of the discussions that go on there with between sellers, I suspect you see quite a bit of posting about tools for promoting listings like coupons and sales events.
Oh, absolutely. One thing I really love about community is that our sellers can get pretty critical. And so it's not always positive, but I think there's something to learn from everyone's critiques of everything or how their experiences have gone. So I really feel like everything that you read on community is just something for you to take a bit out of and then apply it to yourself. Maybe don't take and go as you please. But I mean, all of it is useful information.
And that is community.ebay.com, I believe.
You got it. So, Griff, I suspect this relates to our guest this week, possibly.
Well, it does, because joining this week is Avinash Mahavan. He's the eBay lead product manager for the seller experience team. And Avi's going to join us to talk about how these particular tools, and again, we're talking coupon, sales event, volume pricing, all of these can really help increase your sales when they're used properly. This is going to be an interesting segment. And of course, we have questions. We have two questions you don't want to miss. But first, what eBay news do you bring us this week?
So we have a final news release about product research, formerly known as TerraPeak. Product research is now fully available on both iOS and Android eBay mobile apps. So you can now research and list your items directly from your phone or tablet while on the go.
Yeah, this is great. So how do I find product research on my mobile phone?
First, you're going to check to see that you have the latest version of the eBay app installed on iOS or Android. Then head over to the selling tab within the app on your mobile device and scroll to the product research banner. Click on Get Started and perform your first search.
Okay, let me try that. Oh, look, there it is.
Very easy.
Yeah, so cool.
I know, it's very easy and convenient to find. And by the way, we should remind you that product research was previously called TerraPeak Product Research on Seller Hub on desktop. From here on, you will hear this tool no longer be branded as TerraPeak, but we will instead be referring to it as product research on both the Seller Hub and on mobile. This will also apply to a separate tool on Seller Hub, Sourcing Insights, which will no longer be named TerraPeak Sourcing Insights.
Well, I want to congratulate the team responsible. This was in the works for a while. I know it really was a team effort, and our sellers will benefit from having product research on their mobile phones so that when they're in those sourcing situations, like they're in Goodwill or they're in a thrift store or at an estate sale, they can quickly look up and hopefully do it on the sly so no one sees they're doing their research.
Exactly. Just darken your screen. No one will know.
No one will know. Exactly. Okay. Without any further ado, let's go talk to this week's guest expert. When I first started at eBay, there were basically no seller tools. You were on your own. You had to put up your pictures, put up your listing, and even for payment, there was nothing. There were no seller tools. Now, today, that's completely different. And there's a whole roster of amazing tools for listing and photos and creating promotions. And there's a whole team called the Seller Experience Team that builds and manages and tweaks those tools over time. And today we're lucky we got somebody from that team. His name is Avinash Mahavan, and he's with us today to talk about that roster of seller tools to give you a good idea of what they are and how you can use them. So join me in welcoming Avinash. Welcome, Avi.
Thanks, Griff. Thanks for having me on the podcast. Great fan. Listen to your podcast every week.
It's hard to believe, but I actually talk to a lot of sellers, and we bring up seller tools. They say, I don't use these at all. I just, you know, I list my item. What are you talking about, these tools? So why should a seller consider using them?
So first one is, buyers are always on the lookout for great deals, especially with e-commerce. Buyers have this option of just Googling what they want, and they have like a plethora of options. So offering a really good discount to buyers always helps your listing to stand out from competition and increases the likelihood of getting sold. And within eBay, listings with promotions, right? When I say promotions, the tools that you just mentioned, like sale events, coupons, or volume pricing, or even shipping discount. So listings with those promotions get various visual treatments across various buyer touch points, like the search results page, the view item page, and cart. So that's the typical buyer journey. So items with these promotions have like visual cues that help your listing to stand out from the crowd. So what it eventually does is it improves the visibility of a listing compared to those that don't have, and hence like increased likelihood of a buyer clicking on those listings. So those are like really good couple of reasons from a buyer experience perspective why your listing should have promotions attached.
So I would want some better idea about when I should consider using each of the different tools. When is it most effective, or should I just willy-nilly be using them?
It entirely depends upon your business goals. The tool that you should be using depends upon what you as a seller want to achieve. So for example, if you want to clear your inventory, right? If you're looking to clear out your old inventory to make space for newer inventory, newer listings that are like hot on the market, you can use sale event feature to run limited time sales. You can run a sale on few of your listings or an entire category or your entire store. There are like various functionality within that sale event feature that helps you customize your sale.
That happens to be my favorite, by the way. If you use it right, you can turn over a lot of old, tired, stale inventory, and then now you get that cash to go invest in some new inventory.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard that feedback a lot from sellers. Next business goal could be, hey, I want to increase my order size per transaction. So there are multiple strategies you could use. If you have multiple quantities of the same item, you could use volume pricing feature to provide a discount when buyers purchase more than one quantity of that item. If you want to incentivize buyers to purchase multiple items from your store, you can use the coupons feature to provide a discount on large orders. Within coupons, there are like multiple discount templates. So sellers have the choice to pick the template. When I say template, you can set up coupons for buy one, get one free, or extra 30% off when you buy two or more items, or when you spend $100 or more. There are various templates that a seller could pick in order to achieve that business goal of driving larger orders. You can also provide discount on shipping by using the shipping discount feature when buyers buy more from your store. So these are some of the strategies that you could use to increase your order size per transaction. The last business goal that I can think of is to build a loyal customer base. There's always this saying is retaining your existing customers is way cheaper than going and acquiring new ones. Buyers have shown interest in you already by either following you or they already have had transactions, right? So easier to convert them because they already have some interest in your show. So what you can do to target these is like, first, you can convert your followers into buyers by issuing a private coupon to your store followers. Or you can appreciate your customers for their business by sending a private coupon right after they purchase from you. You can also target your lapsed buyers, as in buyers who purchased from you a while ago but haven't purchased in like recent times. You can target them by again issuing a private coupon for them. You can also share your private coupon across various social channels. If you are active on social media, you can share this coupon to your followers on those social channels to bring them to eBay and convert them into purchases. These are some of the strategies and aligned to your business goal, so that you need to make a choice, right? The tools align with the business goals.
A recent question that I got from a seller is, how do I know what buyers are seeing, and how do buyers actually know, oh, this is a discount? Where do they see this?
There are various buyer touch points where these promotions show up. The first and foremost is the search results page. When a buyer is searching for an item, there are like multiple listings that show up. So items with a promotion do get a visual treatment. For example, on sale events, when you put a listing on a sale on the search results page, you can see a strike through pricing saying that, okay, the price was say $10 and now it's at $5. The strike through pricing treatment helps your listing stand out. for coupons and other promotional tools, you get a red banner text next to your listing on search results page. That again improves the visibility of your listing. So that's on search results page. The next step in the buying process is the view item page. On that page, you have a banner at the top that calls out what the discount is. And there is a link next to that banner, which actually takes you to the sales section, to that entire sale, so that buyers could shop the other items in that sale. And then for volume pricing on view item page, there are like pulls that appear on your page saying that this is how much you save when you buy more. So that's a really powerful way to reinforce what the discount is for buyers. And as I mentioned, storefront, if buyers go to your store, now there is a dedicated section to feature all your promotions. So as a buyer, maybe I find a seller interesting. Oh, that seller is really interesting. Let me go to their store. And now when they go to the storefront, they can see a section called sale. And if they go to the sale, they can see all the promotions that the seller is offering. And then if something catches the buyer's eye, they can go and shop that promotion.
Yeah. As a buyer, it's really impactful. I do end up buying more things than I had set out to do.
Yeah. And finally, on cart, there is also a message that reinforces that if a buyer is missing out on a discount, we have a message saying that, hey, if you buy more, you could potentially save more, sort of message, which actually helps buyers to go back to that sale and shop more. These are various touch points in a buyer's lifecycle where the promotions are getting communicated to help drive conversion for your listings.
I'm now the guinea pig seller again. Avi, you've convinced me, but where do I find all these wonderful tools?
First and foremost, you need a store subscription to access these tools. So for store subscribers, and you also need to be on Seller Hub, all these tools can be accessed on Seller Hub under the marketing tab, specifically on the promotions page under the marketing tab. So within that promotions page, there is a straightforward, a big button on the right side, which says create a promotion. And then if you click, you get into all these options where you can see sale events, coupons, volume pricing, shipping discount.
I should remind people also that there's some top-level educational material on Seller Center. If you go to Seller Center and look for marketing and promotion, the pages there have some outline of what each of the tools does. So it's nice to use both of those.
Exactly. That's a great learning resource for sellers who are just starting out on these tools to understand how to set up promotions. And the flows are also very intuitive, right? You don't need a great amount of learning. As you just go there, it's very intuitive to set up these discounts or promotions. And finally, to target your previous buyers or your store followers, there is this section called Buyer Groups, again, within the marketing tab of Seller Hub. If you go there, you can create custom groups, either for followers or previous buyers, and then you can send a coupon to those groups.
That's a powerful tool, one we haven't talked a lot about. Because this is a form of direct marketing to interested or past buyers that didn't exist before.
Yeah, exactly. It's a relatively new feature compared to these other tools that we have built, but it's a really powerful tool to engage your already interested customers, prospective customers, or they already have shown faith in you by transacting with you in the past. So it's really get business from those when compared to like finding brand new buyers for your business.
Sometime in the recent past, we've changed a navigation that I love, which is when you used to look at C-sellers' items, even if they had a store, it would take you to a kind of the generic C-sellers search result page. Now, if that person has a store, it takes me to their storefront. So I assume this is something that happened recently, and it begs the question, because what other things has the team been up to lately when it comes to introducing features like this one I just mentioned?
Glad that you noticed that change. So let me start on from the seller experience side. What have we done to improve sellers' experience on Seller Hub? We know sellers spend a lot of time looking at their listings and managing the listings on the active listings page. We thought, okay, let's bring the tools to where sellers are already spending their time. We have provided an ability to run a sale from that active listings page. There are a couple of use cases. So one is if you want to just put one listing on sale instead of just, hey, I want thousands. This is the one listing that I want to put on sale. You can just go to that listing in that table. And then within the promotions column there, you should see a link which says add/create sale event. It's like one click. You can right away put that listing on sale. Or if as a seller, maybe, okay, I identified four listings. Okay, I need to move these. So now you have four listings. So what you can do is this, select all the four. And then at the top of the table, there is a sell it faster button. And if you click there, you should see an option which says add to slash create sale event. And again, clicking that, you're going to see a model where you can set up the sale event. And it's, so that's a really powerful tool. And we're already getting like some great positive feedback from sellers that it saves a lot of time for them.
It's a valuable asset for sellers.
Yeah. So we've seen like a lot of sellers on the go using the mobile app a lot. So we want to make setting up promotions really easy. We have recently launched the sale event feature. Now sellers, they don't even need to go to like a computer, load up ebay.com, go to Seller Hub and set it up. Right from the mobile app, they can just launch the sale event on the mobile app. So to access this feature, sellers have to go to their active listings view on the app and then click the actions button at the top of the page and select create a sale event. And from then on, it's pretty intuitive. It's again, a great time-saving feature for sellers. And we've received a lot of positive feedback on that particular feature as well. Another cool feature we launched recently is an AI-powered feature for coupons. So we heard time and again from sellers that when creating a coupon, it's always challenging for sellers to pick a unique coupon code. To solve that problem, what we did was we launched a new feature powered by AI that suggests personalized coupon code for sellers. We take into consideration sellers' store name, seller's inventory, seller's past used codes to identify what seller likes and suggest coupon codes that really work for them.
The code is the name of the coupon. That's what's broadcast.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've always found that challenging. What do I name this coupon that makes it stand out as mine? And it has to have a unique identifier, each one.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's been a pain point from sellers. And we listened to that and acted upon that. We've received some good feedback on that one too.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah. And then finally, we've launched a new version of the marketing tab, the summary page.
Yes.
On Seller Hub. So now the page has a quick link to create promotions. It also gives you an overview of your activity, which helps you keep track of your active, scheduled, ended, and drafts promotions. Because one common complaint we heard from sellers is that, hey, I don't even remember how many active promotions are there. I don't even know that some of my promotions ended, right? So this gives you like a snapshot saying that, okay, this is how many are live. This is how many have ended recently. The page also has a dedicated section to help sellers choose the right tool for their needs. And this is just the start. We are working on more cool things to add more cool features to that page.
And just to be clear, this is the page that's in Seller Hub under marketing called Summary.
Exactly, exactly. So it provides you an overview of all the marketing tools that eBay offers to sellers.
Yeah, it's a great page. I'm glad we did this because it's easier for me to direct people here as opposed to say, now click on this and then click on that. It's an easy to find page.
Yeah. So now let me talk about the buyer side of improvements that we have made in the recent past. The first update is we made improvements to the view item page to increase the visibility of savings that buyers will get from coupons on sale events. So this is really powerful because now as a buyer, I can see that, oh, so the price is this, and after applying a coupon, this is what my saving is, and this is what the final price. Buyers don't need to do the math. We are going to show them what the savings is from these coupons, right? That's really powerful. Second feature is the sale tab and storefront that I briefly touched upon.
Yes.
Previously, on the storefront, let's say, Griff, you are running like three or four promotions. As a buyer, it was so hard for me to find, okay, what are those promotions that Griff is running? Maybe there are some interesting things that I can go and buy. It was really hard for a buyer. Now, all they need to do is just go to Griff's store, and then there should be a tab called Sales on the storefront.
If you're running a sale.
Yeah, exactly. So then now, as a buyer, I can go to that place and see, oh, Griff is running all these poor sales. Let me find that perfume that I really like. And, oh, that's on sale. Okay, I'll buy that. Right. So it's really easy to shop sales as a buyer. And then finally, we are now surfacing seller coupons in Google search results, which has been shown to increase the click-through rate on eBay items, thereby enhancing visibility and engagement with items involved in sales and coupons.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically, if you're running a coupon on one of your listings, the coupon code will start showing up on Google search. So it's sort of free marketing for your listing. It's on Google.
So when someone is searching an item on Google and then they see a listing and there's a coupon code, we saw that people are more likely to click on listings with a coupon code. So that's, again, a powerful improvement that we made.
I love all these. This is really cool. I know what sellers are thinking now. Great. What's in the pipeline? Tell me.
As I briefly mentioned earlier, on the marketing tab summary page, we'll be adding performance metrics related to how your promotions are performing. We are working on that, and with time, you'll see more metrics being added. That should help sellers understand how promotions are working for them.
Oh, cool.
We are also exploring to bring more tools to that active listings page so that we can even save more time for sellers. And we're also working on creating frictionless experiences that will help sellers create and launch promotions much quicker. So we are looking at all our creation workflows and identifying opportunities for optimizing the workflow so that, again, we can save time for sellers and improve their productivity.
That's perfect. Avi, I want to thank you for stopping by. This is all great news. So it's great to have somebody from the team come on and provide a little insight to what's been recently introduced and what's in the pipeline as well. So congratulations to your team. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Avi Mahavan is an eBay product lead for the seller experience team, and you can find all the tools that we've been talking about in Seller Hub under the marketing tab.
You've got questions.
And we've got answers. And Kaomi, our first question this week is about promoted listings.
Okay. This question was sent to podcast@ebay.com by seller Subal. Love your show, and your podcast has let me understand a lot of things. I just started selling on eBay a couple of months ago, but have used the platform for over 20 years for buying. I have joined a couple of Facebook eBay groups to learn tips to expand, and most of them chatter about the necessity to use promoted listings. They basically state there are no sales if we do not do promoted listings. My question is, how important is it to promote listings? And if not promoted, do we not get exposure at all? Thank you, guys. Keep up the good work. Well, Subal, glad to hear that you're enjoying our podcast. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Subal. There are quite a few urban myths circulating around the social interwebs when it comes to eBay. And one of them is that you must promote your listings on eBay in order to make sales. And I just saw this one again pop up in another eBay selling group on Facebook. And I have to tell you right off the bat, this is not true. You don't have to promote to be seen necessarily. We don't hide unpromoted listings. In fact, we don't hide any listings for that matter. I always wonder when someone says that, what would be the benefit to eBay in hiding inventory? It's the whole point of the marketplace.
I know. And we are a third-party market. Like, we're not competing with them. So it's not like we're boosting some posts that we have and we're controlling on our end. So yeah, there is no benefit to us.
A listing's regular exposure in search results is not dependent and does not require being promoted.
Yeah, Griff, a lot of myths and a lot of talk about promoted listings features, but what they are is really simple. Promoting a listing is a tactic for increasing visibility and can put your listing in key positions both on eBay and off eBay. For example, you can think of Google. And this can give your listing an edge with your competitors for similar or identical items.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that any better. Well done. I want to also state that promoting a listing doesn't guarantee it's going to sell. So there's three important points to keep in mind when considering an item for promotion. Before you even do this, your listing must be an item for which there's a clear demand. Just promoting it is not necessarily going to create a demand if it's not already there. And you can use eBay product research to find out if there is a demand for that item even before you purchase it. Also, even though there might be a demand, it has to be priced competitively. I can't tell you how many times in the fragrance category, as you know, I'm a collector and reseller, I'm always looking for good deals, not necessarily, you know, steals, but it's nice to get those. And I can't tell you how many times I see sellers that have listed items, promoted them because they're showing up in choice placement, and they're overpriced. They're not going to sell. And they have to be presented in a way that appeals to buyers and instills trust. So you want to make sure you're employing all the best practices that we talk about all the time. Really good photos, reasonable shipping prices, customer-focused return policies, all that.
That's so true, Griff. Because whenever I hear from a seller who complains that one of their promoted listings isn't selling, I can almost always find a lack of one or more of these three important points. The most common reason is due to a listing whose price is higher than most other listings for the same item. And in fact, an overpriced promoted listing probably helps sell unpromoted listings for a lower price.
Yeah. So if you're doing a search for a particular item and your item, which is overpriced, is showing up at the top, just because it's at the top doesn't mean those lower priced versions of the same item don't appear. And that's going to say, oh, that listing up there is too expensive. I'm going to go down and find a less expensive one. I can't tell you how many times I've done that. Always test any and all promotion features before you commit to them on a wider basis. So if you want to know how to run a test, find an item that's not moving. Make sure it meets all of those three criteria. There's a demand, it's priced right, and it's presented in a way that's appealing. And then promote it at a rate that works for your business. Track the effectiveness of the promotion. There's a dashboard in the Seller Hub. And then if it works, rinse and repeat for other listings. If it doesn't work, start the test over again with a different listing. So yeah, that's how you do it. Well, our next question was sent into podcast@ebay.com by seller Carly. Hi, Kaomi and Griff. Love the show. First time writer. I've heard over the years that sellers with stores get free shipping supplies. I've never been able to figure it out. Recently, I heard Griff say something about if you have any level of store, you get the supplies. Okay, I hope I didn't say that. I have the starter store. Where does one go to find the supplies? I thought maybe if I went to manage my store, then to subscriber discounts, I would see it. And that is the right place to look, Carly. But it did not. I would love for you to mail me something if you use my question. Thank you for your time. Sincerely, Carly, Bull City Magnolias. That's her eBay store. Oh, Carly, I hope I didn't actually say that. I should go back and listen.
I know, we'll have to go look.
Oh, dear.
Well, Carly, you'll definitely get a podcast mug. So that covers the last half of your question. The shipping supply coupons are only available for basic and above store subscriptions. You can find the subscription fee table on Seller Center on the subscription and fees page under payments and fees tab at ebay.com/sellercenter.
It's a great page. It'll tell you a lot more about eBay stores, but there's a comparison for all of the different subscription levels. And unfortunately, the starter level, the one that's just under $5, that does not include a discount code for free shipping supplies, unfortunately. But maybe you are at the point where you could move to a basic store. You never know.
It's worth considering. Griff, now I'm curious. We're going to have to go back and listen to all the episodes and see if Carly's right, if you really did say this.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time I made a mistake. Well, anyway, whew, that's the last question for this episode.
If you have a question you'd like us to address here on the eBay for Business podcast, please send it to us. You can call in your questions at 888-723-4630 or email them to us at podcast@ebay.com.
Yeah, that's 888-723-4630 and podcast@ebay.com. If you include your street address, no P.O. boxes, please, because our supplier ships only by FedEx. And we answer your question on an upcoming episode. We're going to send you an eBay for Business thermos-type mug with a built-in USB speaker. I never quite figured out how those two things go together, but mazel tov.
Sue Bowl and Carly will be able to let us know.
Yeah, of course. And now, without any further ado, it's time for your weekly three-point podcast checklist.
Check the announcement board at ebay.com/announcements for up-to-date seller news every day.
Whenever you're considering adopting a new feature or service on eBay, always test your way into it.
Need to review anything in this episode? It's easy. Check the transcript for this and all episodes for follow-up on what you've heard and to find the links we referenced during the episode.
And on our next episode, we have a surprise. Now, some of you may have downloaded episodes and listened to our sister podcast, the Seller Spotlight podcast with Georgia Mampanis. Well, we recently decided to merge Seller Spotlight with eBay for Business as a special Seller Spotlight segment twice a month. So twice a month, Georgia will be here, and she'll be here next week to start this off with the first Seller Spotlight segment. And her guest is Daniel Troillo, who is one of the 50 grantees for 2023's Up and Running grant. Daniel's going to share how his career paths in entertainment and selling online have supported each other over the years and what he recommends if you're going to apply for the grant. By the way, June 7th is the closing date.
I think so. But if they would like to confirm, we have posted about it in the announcement board mentioned previously.
And we'll put a link if this is news to you because you've got some time to apply, but that window closes quickly. The only thing you have to lose is $10,000 grant. Might as well apply.
I know, may as well. And once again, we'd like to thank our guest this week, eBay Lead Product Manager for this Seller Experience team, Avinash Manhavan.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.